As you can tell, it seems like half the church is sick, and it got me as well. And for me, it's been a little a struggle this week because I've had no time to recuperate this week, going back to school or to work and having all those kids around you infested with germs doesn't help. And so I haven't really had time to myself, and the whole week been really busy and thinking, you know, what can I say, you know, what can I present to the congregation tonight on behalf of the youth. And this has been on my mind, and lately, just to tell you, I made a promise to God 2 years ago, and lately it seems that I've kind of been going away with it, and it's been on my mind for a while now. And I just thought I presented to you kind of in a form of a letter tonight, basically to the youth, but to everyone as well. And the main topic is, do not fret, for God is with you. And kind of take this as a letter, and just me kind of getting on one-on-one, like a personal level with you. For those of you that don't really know me, I like to think a lot. Some might say I even overanalyze things way too much. And I also like to worry a lot. I was doing a lot of thinking and worrying when I was in college. In my first year of college, I wasn't really enjoying my major that I chose. And it took a lot of guts to go to my parents and tell them that I didn't want to be what they wanted me to be, a pharmacist. So I told them, I want to be a teacher. And, you know, with Romanians, the money value, I mean, they just want to see you succeed. So, I can imagine, you know, when I took that severe pay cut to be a teacher, but it took a lot of guts going to my parents and, you know, this is what I want to do. And, no, not at all. So, like I said, tonight I'm going to step away from my usual way of preaching. In my past couple of sermons, I've given you a lot of factual evidence from the Bible about prayer and about man's versus God's way. Tonight I want to connect with you on a more personal level and share with you some great experiences in my life and how God has worked in my life in the past 2 years. 2 years ago, like I said, I made a promise to God when I read Matthew 6:33-34. You want to open up to Matthew 6:33-34. Give you guys a moment. Matthew 6:33-34. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Since this message is directed to you, the youth, I feel that these verses are very crucial for you because you guys are getting older now, and a lot of you guys are ending your high school careers and going into college, and some of you are worrying about what to do with your lives. I just want to tell you that it's okay because I was in the same boat going into college. Even I didn't know what I wanted to do. Like I said earlier, I switched my major after my first semester in college, and things were going pretty smoothly. Until the last year of college, I was so overwhelmed with going to class, working, and also doing internships at the same time. Doing three things at once, trying to juggle life is very hard. So the last year of college comes and goes, and I still have one more summer class to finish until I can officially graduate, and I still have to pass one more state exam. At this point, I was supposed to be graduated and already looking for a job. But I couldn't apply anywhere until I officially passed that class and passed that state exam. So you can imagine that, you know, the job market, everyone else is applying, and, you know, I'm still there having to wait a little bit. So, you know, the chances of me maybe getting a job were very slim. And like I said, but I couldn't apply anywhere until I officially passed those classes. So 1 month goes by in the summer. I finish the class. I don't know what my grade is. And at that time, 2 years ago, our youth went to a Colorado camp, and that summer, and I'm waiting very anxiously that week with very little service. There's only a couple of spots you can get services up there, or service on your phone up there in the mountain. And I'm just waiting anxiously to get my emails and my test results. If I didn't pass, I would have to wait another 2 months to retake the test, and I wouldn't be able to find a job for another semester, so I would have to have waited a little bit more. The night before I got my test result, I read the passage that we just read before and meditated on that passage throughout the next day. That next day, I promised God that I would forever keep this verse close to my heart and true to myself and whatever God had planned for the rest of my life, and that I would follow willingly and always seek first the kingdom of God. So that night, I found out that I passed my class and my test, and but the job wasn't done there. I still had to go through the hiring process. But that was one of the best news that I've received in my whole life. And in 2 years since then, God has blessed me with an amazing opportunity to proclaim His name and show my students that I am a man of God. There have been a number of times where I have been given the opportunity to share my personal views about God. And I've created so many close relationships with faculty, with my students, and that have allowed me to bring up the topic of my faith. Whenever I start feeling distant from God, or I don't think I'm doing enough for Him, I turn back to this passage and remember all the things that God has placed right in front of me. In closing, you may still not know exactly what you want to do with your lives, but I promise you that if you first seek the kingdom of God, He will show you the way, and He will reward you beyond your wildest imaginations, and open so many opportunities for you to share the good word. Amen.